in the limelight.
Pelosi's recent trip to Taiwan shows U.S. hypocrisy towards the fundamental rights of other nations, says Kahan International staff writer in an article published under the heading China to Teach Pelosi an Unforgettable Lesson. Stay tuned for more. It seems Beijing is determined to teach Washington an unforgettable lesson for the recent violation of China's sovereignty and territorial integrity by the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who is clearly guilty of trespassing for visiting Taiwan. Throughout history, trespassing has been regarded as an act of crime, which is punishable under the common laws of each and every country. Even in the United States of America, if someone is caught trespassing on another person's property, he or she is liable to face trouble, including physical thrashing and possibly a civil lawsuit. A week ago, the aging American lady who claims to be a lawgiver openly violated China's law and has entered Taipei without Beijing's authorization, despite warnings from the senior military and civilian officials of her own country. Pelosi's recent trip to Taiwan shows U.S. hypocrisy towards the fundamental rights of other nations. China's Vice Foreign Minister Xi Feng had called her visit as playing with fire, adding, "The move is extremely egregious in nature, and the consequences are extremely serious. China will not sit idly by." It is indeed sheer hypocrisy that the U.S., which claims to be a supporter of peace, human rights, and respect for other countries, feels no inhibitions in violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of world nations. This is not something surprising of a regime which these very days of August, 77 years ago, had committed the unpardonable act of terrorism by dropping two atom bombs within a space of 3 days on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, when World War II was practically over and Japanese troops in full retreat from the southeastern Asian fronts. Washington has never ceased its acts of international terrorism, which in 1970s witnessed the brutal war in Vietnam. Today also it is creating chaos all over the world, whether it is Yemen, Lebanon, Palestine, Iraq, Bahrain, Libya, Ukraine, and East Asia, let alone its complicity in the unabated crimes of the illegal Zionist entity against Palestinians, Lebanese, Syrians, and the rest of humanity. With this in mind, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin has recently blasted Pelosi's visit to Taiwan on the pretext of defending democratic values as a major political provocation, and said the visit, which only escalated tensions in the region, had nothing to do with democracy. He called on the U.S. House Speaker to express remorse and apologize for the atrocities committed by the Americans in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya, and other countries. Wang pointed out that her visit had nothing to do with democracy and was a political trick that ran counter to the will of 1.4 billion Chinese people, including the Taiwanese, who believe in the One China policy. He added, "If Pelosi cares so much about democracy and human rights, she'd better visit Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and Libya, where, she could express repentance for the killings of hundreds of thousands of civilians by the U.S. military. She could also promise those countries that similar atrocities that resulted from a U.S. violation of the U.N. Charter and international law norms will never ever be repeated. And all this indicates that momentum is building in China to teach Pelosi, if not the entire American regime, a memorable lesson for the U.S. House Secretary's latest crime. And all this indicates that momentum is building in China to teach Pelosi, if not the entire American regime, a memorable lesson for the U.S. House Speaker's latest crime against humanity.